This is the Composer's Datebook for December 1st. I'm John Zeck. If you've attended a few weddings in your time, chances are you'll think of this festive piece as the famous Trumpet Voluntary of Henry Purcell. It's actually by Purcell's slightly younger and not so famous contemporary, Jeremiah Clarke. Clarke was born around 1674 and sang as a boy soprano in London's Chapel Royal. After his voice changed, he became a choir director, then rejoined the Chapel Royal as an organist in 1700. Tragically, on December 1st in 1707, Clarke shot himself, according to some contemporary accounts, as the result of a hopeless love affair. And speaking of such things, also on today's date in 1886, the American premiere of Tristan und Isolde, Richard Wagner's opera of ill-fated passion, took place at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. While composing Tristan, Wagner wrote to his lover, Mathilde Wesendonck, "Child, the opera will probably be banned. Only mediocre performances can save me. Good performances will drive people mad." If not driven mad, American audiences in 1886 were at least enthusiastic. The Musical Courier reported that, quote, "The audience filled every available seat and listened to the performance, which lasted until nearly midnight, with an attention and genuine enthusiasm unequaled in the musical history of this land." Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price. The markets may be uncertain, but institutions, advisors, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price's disciplined investment approach to help reach their long-term investment goals. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.